told me that Jesus forgave my sins. But does he really? I can't forget the bad stuff I've done.
Even if you can't forget about your sins, remember, God can forgive them completely. Do you ever have trouble forgetting some of the bad stuff that you've done? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. It's not hard to keep thinking about some of the bad stuff you've done in your mind over and over again, and then feeling guilty about it. But thankfully, God is so powerful that when He forgives our sin, it's gone forever. Hebrews 10:17 is a great reminder. It says, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Our story today is called Forgotten Sin. "Aunt Kelly, take off your sandals," Harriet exclaimed as she ran into the sand. Her aunt smiled and removed her sandals before stepping into the sand. "It feels very nice on my feet." "Let's go by the water," Harriet suggested. "I want to see how warm it is." Aunt Kelly laughed and followed her niece. "Is it warm?" she asked as she sat down in the sand close to the water. "Medium warm," Harriet shrugged. "I like it." "I'm glad you could come visit and enjoy the water before it's too cold," Aunt Kelly said. "Me too," Harriet bit her lip. "Aunt Kelly, do you remember last time I was here, how you said God will forgive me when I sin?" Aunt Kelly nodded. "I do remember that. I told you that Jesus died on the cross so you could be forgiven for the wrong things you've already done and the ones that will still happen, and you decided to trust Him as your Savior." Harriet looked at the water for a moment. "Does He really forgive all my sins?" Aunt Kelly smiled. "Yes, He really forgives them. Not only that, but He forgets about them." Harriet frowned. "He does? I can't forget them. How does He forget them?" Aunt Kelly stood up and walked over to the water's edge. "Come over here." She wrote the word sin in the sand. "See this? Let's pretend it's your sin, and the water is God." As she said that, the water washed over the word. When the water went back, the word sin had vanished. "See," said Aunt Kelly, "the word I wrote is gone. The water washed it away." That's how God forgives our sins. The Bible says that when we admit we've sinned and trust in Jesus for forgiveness, He will remember our sins no more. He doesn't think about them or hold them against us. Aunt Kelly looked at her niece. "We can look up verses that talk about God's forgiveness in your Bible if you'd like. Then we can write them down so you can go home and keep them in your room to remember that when God forgives sin, it's gone forever." "Can we write them on pink paper?" Harriet asked. Aunt Kelly smiled. "Pink paper sounds perfect." Well, how about you? Have you ever sinned and not been able to stop thinking about it even after asking God for forgiveness? Psalm 103:12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions or sins from us." And that's really far. How awesome is it to know that God loves us so much that He forgives and forgets our sins? Whenever a sin is bothering you, confess it to Him, knowing He will forgive you and not think of it again. Our key verse is Hebrews 10:17.
"Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more."
And our key thought for today, God forgives and forgets our sins. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.